What do you do with all of the receipts that you save to document all of the deductions you have claimed on your IRS taxes or your government taxes if you are not a U.S. citizen? What happens to all of those financial documents? Do you put them in files and then store those files in drawers and keep them year in and year out? How far back do all of those receipts go for you? 8 years? 10? 15? 20? How long do you keep them? I invite you to evaluate the files that contain the information you used to file your taxes 7 years ago or farther back, and to discard, if you feel comfortable doing this, information that is no longer needed or necessary. You might want to get counsel from an accountant or a lawyer to make sure you do not throw out anything that may be necessary or required down the road. For example, documentation on expenses for property you own need to be kept and maintained. Other expenses, though, do not need to be kept, especially if they are 10 or 15 or 20 years old. This may be a task that could take some hours or some days. But how about taking just an hour? Look in the place where you keep that tax material. Find the most distant file that is placed there, from 1999 perhaps, or 1989 perhaps, or who knows how far back that file goes. Find that file, look inside, and then I suggest, why not throw away and discard any of the receipts, any of the information that you no longer need to keep for tax purposes? It may take a little time to discard that material because you obviously don't want to throw away information that has your Social Security number or government ID on it. You may need to shred some of that information. But see how you feel when you do it. You will be clearing out some room. You will be clearing out a log jam in your life that is dragging your life force down. Just an hour today, sometime before the day ends, check it out. See where those materials are. Find them. Pay attention to the file that is the oldest. Look inside. And, I suggest, why not just pitch what is no longer needed? It's not serving you any good hanging out in that file drawer. It is a log jam of your life. Increase the flow. Make entrainment work for you. Allow the flow in your physical body to be enhanced and empowered. Is this a high priority task? Is this something you can easily put aside for another day? The answer is, of course. However, are the log jams in your life related to the symptoms that you are experiencing? The answer, I suggest, is yes to that too. Commit to clearing out the log jams that are represented throughout your life, including the tax files you have kept that are old and dusty and unneeded, and you will be pleasantly surprised by the reality that increasing the flow in your life, you also increase the flow of neurological firings in your physical body. I might say, I think this is a most remarkable idea. Entrainment will work for you. Give it a trial run. And if I'm not mistaken, you will feel as good as I do as I am clearing out the log jams in my life. Parkinson's Recovery. This is Robert Rogers. Good day.